Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Saturday, January 30th, 2021. Today he is once again counseling us to celebrate. To seek a deeper meaning in life is a task that each human needs to address. We are on the edge. Humanity's awakening is imminent. The time of chaos and confusion is drawing to a close, even though it may well appear that the chance of new conflicts arising in many places is intensifying. Much collective karma is arising to be released as this happens, hence the chaos and confusion. Do not be anxious. The divine plan is flowing perfectly smoothly, just as Mother Father God intends. It is just not fully apparent to you, because the veil that the illusion formed between you and reality is still in place. As this veil fades from your minds, dissolves or disintegrates, as it will as you move into wakefulness, you will become increasingly aware that you have just not been able to see the illusion for what it really is, illusory, purely due to this illusory veil. As your knowingness expands, you will come to a true awareness of the fact that you are one, that you are love, that there is no separation, one from another, or of you from Source. Many of you have accepted on an intellectual level that this is true. Now you will begin to feel it in your hearts. In fact, many of you are already beginning to feel and know this truth. This knowing will confirm for you what you have accepted intellectually, that you are and always have been in every moment of your eternal existence, uninterruptedly and inseparably in the divine presence. It truly is very simple, and it is your re-knowing of this that will bring into your awareness the joy in which you have always existed. As children, you played games with other children. Sometimes they were very enjoyable, and you did not want to stop. At other times, they were not fun, perhaps because others were teasing or bullying you, and thereby interrupting or destroying your enjoyment. As you moved into adolescence, the kind of games you chose to play changed, and they did again as you moved into adulthood. Adulthood could seem to be either a blessing or a curse, as when playing adult games you found yourselves having to become increasingly responsible for your thoughts, words, and actions, which others were always happy to draw to your attention any time you attempted not to be responsible for them. Accepting personal responsibility for your lives is perhaps the most difficult part of becoming adult. And many find themselves unable to take this major step into maturity and wisdom, choosing instead, when things go wrong, to blame them on others or on circumstances that were beyond their control. Being a human in form means that you are limited in many ways by the very fact of your physical nature. To grow up from the first moments in utero, through infancy, childhood, adolescence, and into adulthood, is to learn and deal with the limitations of that state. As children, when you first begin to reason, you tend to see adults as very wise and powerful beings. Then, as your reasoning abilities develop, you begin to realize that you too will eventually become adults, and that your parents are not as wise as you had thought. And so you start to look forward to the assumed state of independence that you will achieve on becoming adult. But often, due to childhood experiences or traumas, you develop a sense that you are not good enough, clever enough, strong enough, beautiful or handsome enough, as you observe others whom you perceive as better than you are in these areas. This then makes it very difficult for you to develop a strong sense of self-acceptance. Many thus have an inner sense that they are just children in adult bodies, and that although they are fully developed physically, they feel that they are not really adults, and they find themselves feeling threatened and fearful in this adult world, a state of being which they had hoped would bring them a great sense of freedom and independence. This sense of inadequacy is especially widespread among those who live in the more technically advanced areas of the world. People there feel an intense need to present themselves as everything they inwardly feel they are not, competent human adults living wisely and honestly, and often find themselves in competitive struggles to prove to others, and of course to themselves, that they are as good as or better than their peers. If this way of living seems to bring them an acceptable level of success, they will likely achieve a reasonable sense of self-acceptance, and the stress of feeling less than will diminish. However, true self-acceptance comes not from winning or forging ahead in competitive encounters with others, but from coming to the realization that the state of being human imposes limitations upon you that you can work with or fight against, and doing the former, accepting the actuality of this, leads to a more peaceful state of mind, as the previous constant stream of negative what-if thoughts reduces considerably. In this natural and far more relaxed state of human existence, a person will find themselves seeking a deeper meaning to life than is available when life appears to be a constant and ongoing struggle to pay the bills and hold your relationships with your partner, family, children, or workplace associates together. To seek a deeper meaning in life is a task that each human needs to address. Some become aware in infancy that something is missing in their lives as humans. Others do not become aware until well into adulthood. However, because of the plans you designed for yourselves before incarnating, there are certain lessons that you need to learn before the awakening process, that search for a deeper meaning in your lives, can commence. But whenever a person does become aware, and all will at some stage become aware, even if they refuse to acknowledge this to themselves, it is always at precisely the right time for that individual. You all have your own unique paths to follow that will lead you home to reality. Those of you reading this or other loving messages from those on your support teams in the spiritual realms are already seeking and finding that deeper meaning. The most wonderful aspect of this is that however deep you go, there is always further to go, more to encourage you forward as more peace and joy emanates in your lives. As this continues, you will find that more and more people are drawn to you due to the love and peace that flows through your energy fields like a magnetic sphere of influence that extends and shares the magnetism of love. And of course, this is why you are incarnate in this moment of humanity's awakening, because you are each absolutely essential aspects of the human awakening process. You are each assisting others, others of whom you may be totally unaware, to become aware that there is a far deeper meaning to life than they had ever previously conceived of. Your presence in their lives, either momentarily or long-term, consciously or unconsciously, is encouraging them to seek out this meaning within themselves, where it always has been, awaiting their choice as they allow themselves to become aware of it, to allow it to arise into their conscious awareness to uplift and inspire them. An amazing and most wonderful miracle is happening within the human collective right now. A miracle that has been divinely planned since the beginning of time, since the moment when the experience of separation occurred. And this miracle is humanity's collective awakening to the realization, understanding, and knowing that there is only love, and that nothing more is needed or is possible. Therefore, as I have counseled you previously, celebrate. To celebrate further intensifies each individual's energy field, further integrating it into the energy field of the One, the divine field of love that is all that exists. Your loving brother, Jesus.